Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah the prophet. Lesson 6, Playing God. Wednesday, Heaven's Gate. The city of Babylon, it has a long history. After the flood, some people mistrusted God and thought, well, there could be another flood. God had said, setting the rainbow in the sky, never again will there be a worldwide flood. I promise. I'm the Lord. But these people mistrusted him and said, we will see. We will produce a building which will be our safety place when there is another flood. We will build a tower, very, very high tower. Up to this day, people build high towers, one higher as the other. And then you can read in the news and hear in the news, this is the highest tower which has ever been built. And after some years, and this is the highest tower, and this is the highest tower. No end. It's silly, this tower building. And in those days, they suddenly had to stop because God came down and he did something. The language split up in many languages. Suddenly people spoke different languages. They could not work together anymore. They could not understand each other, so they left the place. They could not finish it. And the tower was destroyed by a lightning from God, from heaven. It's gone. The ruins you only could see. Nowadays we can see the ruins there. But this word Babylon, which is such a special word occurring in the Bible so often, has a special meaning for the final phase of this world's history. In the New Testament, in the first epistle of Peter, he writes in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, greetings from Babylon. But we know that Peter never had gone to Babylon. So what does that mean? There is a German translation of the Roman Catholic Church, a German translation of the Bible, made by the Roman Catholic Church. It's called Einheitsübersetzung in German, which means it's a unity, this translation, for all Christian religions. So we have one Bible which can be the binding bond for all the Christian denominations. So here we have a translation of the Bible which fits for all, they say. And in this translation of the Bible, in German, we read at this verse with an asterisk down there, a footnote, Babylon means Rome. That's interesting, isn't it? In the Roman Catholic Bible we read, Babylon means Rome. And in the book of Revelation we see that this happens. Babylon is destroyed because the Roman Catholic Church took elements of Babylonian religion, Persian religion, Greek religion, Roman religion, and mixed it with Christian religion. And this mixture of Babylonian, Persian, Greek, and Roman elements is the Roman Catholic Church, full of heathen elements. And it's called Babylon in the Revelation, in the last book of the Bible. And Babylon will be great, a world power, Rome, the Vatican, the popery, the Pope, but the final result destroyed, and Jesus will be the winner. That's the good future, the good message we can hear.